Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. We're here from 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it is your show if you take control. 800-259-5791. The yeah you just heard was Mr. Mike D.
From How you doing, everybody?
Red Glad Bar Radio, Mike D.
Oh, God.
And by the way, you're actually available. People can listen to your show,
yes.
Which is not really like our show.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. Not
except for the fact that you've got talent, and that's why we put you on our live stream. So we're going to be posting that on our website. It's actually not, the details are not yet up, but we'll be posting the details as far as when they can listen. But in short, it's a Sunday night thing. You start at 9 o'clock Eastern?
9 o'clock Eastern.
Right. So you're a two-hour show, 9 to 11 o'clock Eastern, available on the freetalklive.com.
Commercial-free.
Broadband stream only.
Is this just because you had nothing to do starting some Sunday night 3 years ago? Or?
No. Well, I used to work a job while I did my show, and we got in the Sunday night routine. It's going to be every day, soon.
Ooh.
Soon. I quit my job, so.
Who needs jobs?
Yeah, jobs
you
suck.
You really don't need jobs. The working man is a sucker. If you're doing something you don't like for a living, you're not smart, one. And you're a jerk.
Well, now hold on a second. No,
I have to sit with Ian for a living here.
And well, not making a living
not
at
a
this.
Living, but I have to sit with Ian every night.
And nobody's pointing a gun at you, Manwich, and forcing you to stay here. If people can work jobs to build a little income. I mean,
sure.
Maybe to...
But if you're doing it for your entire life, working a job that you hate, you haven't done the right things.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the auction going on right now. We're auctioning off our fourth banner on our website. And last time I checked, it was only at like $26. So you could advertise your business, your organization, whatever you want, on our site, auction.freetalklive.com.
That's an amazing deal, by the way.
It really
$26 is. $26.
For the number two podcast in the world.
For thousands of people to see your ad.
Literally, yeah. I mean, we had like 2 million hits last
people
month.
Are,
2 million hits.
You're foolish not to take advantage of something.
$42. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. We go back to Brian in Massachusetts. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm calling about the Liberty Dollar.
Oh, yes.
Now, naturally, I'm all for sound money, and I'd rather spend gold than Federal Reserve notes.
Indeed.
But it seems to me that if this thing actually did take off,
mm-hmm.
the feds would just go over to Liberty Dollar's warehouses with guns and take their gold and silver and possibly give them Federal Reserve notes in exchange.
You think they do that? Something like that?
Why would they do that?
They've done it before.
When?
With the gold confiscation.
Oh, when they outlawed gold back in, what was it, the 30s?
Yeah, exactly. And the reason they did that is because people were going to use gold instead of Federal Reserve notes.
Hey, you know, stopping, running the federal government is like turning around a tanker. By the time the gold and silver overtook the FRN, They wouldn't even know. They wouldn't have reaction time.
Well,
I can't see that happening.
They already do know about it. I mean, the Federal Reserve is well aware of the Liberty Dollar.
Sure, it's legal.
Which, by the way, is a gold and silver-backed, fully 100% legal private currency. I mean, you can imagine, Brian, that the people that are using the Liberty Dollars out in the marketplace, they spend one of them, and then maybe the store owner says, What is this?
Yeah.
And so then they call up the Federal Reserve, and then they say, hey, what is? I just got this Liberty Dollar thing. What is it? So as you can imagine, they've probably gotten a lot of inquiries, so therefore they've researched it, and they've actually come out and said, this is fully legal.
It's legal. There's nothing illegal about it. I mean, you can use whatever you want for exchange.
I mean, maybe you're right.
I mean,
maybe they will go to their warehouse and rob them.
Yeah.
But really, is that something that you should be concerned with?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It's just paranoia, isn't it, Brian?
Well, kind of. I mean, like, if you're challenging their awesome power, if the challenge becomes, like, real, I mean, this is no real threat to them right now, but if ever became a real threat to their, overreaching power, then you could have a problem.
It's something worth, I suppose that's a thought worth considering, but I don't know how much more time you should spend on it beyond just thinking, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, look for a missing kid if you got that kind of time.
Anything else on your mind, Brian?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. By the way, if you want more info on the Liberty Dollar, go to dollar.freetalklive.com. That's dollar.freetalklive.com. And by the way, if they were to do that, if they were to go and rob their warehouse, that would make the certificates worthless, because then they wouldn't have money behind them. Because when you've got a Liberty Dollar certificate, it's basically saying you've got an ounce of silver sitting in a warehouse.
But they've got those really cool $10 coins that are, in fact, an ounce of silver.
Right.
So
You know. Yeah, they can't rob those from all the people that are passing those around. So, and those become more valuable.
Like.
They become more valuable. I mean, can you imagine that? If their warehouse was robbed, those would become a collector's item.
True.
All right. Let's go to Paul in Texas. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Manwich. Hello, Paul in Texas. Paul going once.
Can you hear me now, Paul?
Paul in Texas.
Come on, Paul.
Going twice. Paul?
Yeah.
Maybe you can try.
There
Paul?
He is.
Hey,
he's always just as we're ready to go.
Paul, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, I'm down here in central Texas, in the not in the hill country, but I'm in the farm country, kind of out east.
Well, take your word for it, Paul. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm thinking that people should work out more, go bicycling a lot more.
I think that's a good idea.
And
I probably should.
I went bicycling a lot. I went running and swimming.
Wow. Well, that's excellent.
Exercise is good for you. It makes your brain work better. But,
I think it's good.
Where are you going with this, Paul? Hey, I interviewed you guys once on my podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did a little interview with you. I mean, were you trying to call in tonight to encourage people to get active, to get healthy? Is that what's on your
mind? Absolutely, yeah. Get active politically and physically, both. You know?
Did you used to be a couch potato?
Oh, I still am. I work in front of a CRT all day.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't be a couch potato if you go out and you get on a bike and you go out and you run you go out and run laps. I mean, by definition, you're not a couch potato.
But I am, though, because I watch a lot of TV also.
You're just saying that you are a couch potato because you don't actually go out and exercise, or do you?
Oh, I exercise for 4 or 5 hours today. But
why did you call yourself a couch potato?
You exercise for 4 or 5 hours a day?
Today.
Today.
Is it like a once a month kind of thing for 4 or 5 hours?
I think this is bogus.
No, every day. I hooked up a little FM radio station.
Wait, every day? Hold on a second, Paul. You're confusing the hell out of me. Do you exercise for every day and just 4 hours every other day? Or how do you do it?
I exercise normally about an hour to 2 hours a day. Today I did a real long workout because I was...
Do you think it's worth it? I mean, do you think that exercising for an hour or 2 hours a day is worth it? I mean, if you calculate that out times the amount of days that you live your life, you've literally spent weeks, if not months, if not years of your life exercising. I mean, really, can somebody do the math? I can't do it in my head. If you... exercise for 2 hours a day, multiply that out times, what, a 70-year lifespan? How many of those years will you spend doing exercise?
I can't answer that. You will live longer.
First of all, it's unhealthy. You got to give your time muscle. You got to give your muscles time to
rebuild. Yeah.
To rebuild. And
when you break them, they have to rejoin themselves.
And people with accents like that don't exercise. Who's this guy kidding?
Yeah, hey, Paul, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. I'm curious, Manwich, two hours a day times 365 days a year,
uh-huh.
that's over 600 hours.
6750.
Right. Times 70 years. And then, let's see, I don't even know if I'm doing the math correctly.
And that's hours, right?
Yeah, I think that would be hours.
Well, you divide that by 24 days, right?
Yeah.
You divide that by 365.
Okay, we're getting lost now at this point. Everybody's
about
lost.
Five years? 6 years.
So you're going to spend... See, this is what I don't get about exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that it's beneficial. I've done it before. I enjoy it. I like going out for a good 3-mile run or something like that. But if the point of exercising is to live longer, and you're only living as long as you're exercising, see what I'm saying?
People like that don't live longer. They actually live shorter. These marathon runners or these over-exercisers don't live as long as the people who do it in moderation.
You know, that's because they burn out their heart, right? Your heart can only have so many beats. I've actually heard about that.
No, seriously, that's real. Yeah, I'm not joking around. That's for real.
Like it's kind of like it's not a machine, but a machine is going to break down eventually. Same thing with your heart. It only has so many beats that it can beat.
Well, the fact is, you're going to live a longer life having exercised, and you're going to live a better quality life, and the girls are going to like you more.
But that's true. That's probably worth the 5 years right there. 800-259-5791. Some of the guys will like you more, too. This is your show.
Yes.
It's Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste.
Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 is the number for you. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
Mike D.
And Sandwich. And the turkey. And you can join
us. That was a record scratch.
Oh, okay.
You sounded more like a turkey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The map is there, the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com. You see hundreds of our listeners have taken the time to map themselves. It's a worldwide map. You can punch in your location. You can add a picture of yourself. You can add a little phrase to go along with it. And it's a lot of fun. Of course, it's totally free. Map.
It's very easy to do.
It is.
And it makes you cool. Instantly.
Instant cool. And of course, you can be even cooler, depending on what picture you put up of yourself.
Exactly.
Map.freetalklive.com. Get on that. Let's go to the phones to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Manwich. Hello, Matthew in Massachusetts.
Hey. I haven't put my picture up on it yet.
Shame. Shame on you.
Oh, God. Mike.
What's up, brother?
How you doing this evening?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you say earlier that the troops in Iraq are fighting for our rights?
Well, that's what they think. That's
okay.
What they
I'll,
think.
You know,
yeah, no, I totally believe. I mean, this war, you know, there's a lot of arguments about it. Maybe it wasn't the best thing to do. I think we shouldn't have. You know, either quickly bomb a place or you don't. That's my theory. I would have loved if they would have started from the outline of the country and just dropped bombs till it was gone. You know, kill all the birds, start over. That's the only way to do it. But don't waste my money and time with all this stuff. But no, yeah, to clear it up, that's why they think they're going. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And they're still good people. They're just
right.
Confused and probably not that talented.
And they have automatic weapons.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to, I wanted to make sure I heard that correctly, because that's one thing when I hear, like, you know, talk show hosts like Sean Hannity and other people talking about how they're fighting for our freedom over there, or fighting for our rights, or some other such nonsense.
Yeah, you wouldn't be lined up with Sean Hannity your first night on the radio.
I would love to. He's a good friend of mine. Great hair.
Personal buds, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
Okay.
800-259-5791. He's just looking out for you, Mike D.
That's good.
He just wants to, you know,
he was just trying to challenge me.
On Free Talk Live, we take a principled view on the military. We think, get them all home. Bring them all home.
Okay.
We have over 700 military bases around the world. I mean, you want to talk about paying for stuff? That's a lot of money right there. I mean,
yeah.
We're talking about trillions of dollars in military bases. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of troops spread across the world in various people's countries. I mean, you wouldn't like it probably if there was, you know, the Red Chinese military was set up. They set up a base down the street from your apartment up there in Chicago. You probably wouldn't appreciate that.
Well, it would bring in some good Chinese food.
Yeah, that's probably a good point.
No, I wouldn't want to be. I can't say it because it hurts so many people's feelings.
What do you mean you can't hurt people's feelings?
Okay, I'm going to say it. We give so much respect to the troops everywhere you look, but
support our troops.
But most of these people, is it so crazy to say that most of these people are just idiots and this was their only way of surviving, to join the military?
It's harsh, but it could be for real.
It is harsh. I met my girlfriend's dad is a famous general. He's a good man, a very intelligent man,
mm-hmm.
but there are a lot of people out there that are just morons, and have these people representing our country is a mistake.
Well, plus the military has actually lowered the bar. I mean, as they've been having more and more trouble recruiting people because nobody in their right mind would join the military.
Get out there and play a real video game with guns.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, they have increased their advertising budgets. They've lowered they've raised the maximum age. It used to be like 39, now it's 42 or something like that.
Wow.
I'm not even sure what it is, but they've raised it like 4 or 5 years. And then they've actually dropped the GED requirements, so you don't even have to have your GED
exactly.
to get into the military.
And these are the people that should have the utmost respect.
They go into...
They're just idiots that need work.
Yeah. You're probably right about that.
Most of them.
800-259-5791.
It seems like all the hero worship that goes on is somewhat misplaced, to my mind.
It definitely is. I don't get it. I don't see why. It's just because that's
propaganda.
Like the nice thing to say. I mean, half of these people don't even realize what they're saying.
To my mind, you've got the firefighters. Well, it's all they are is bureaucrats. You know, they sit around and play darts for most of the time.
Right.
Ambulance drivers generally get paid in most of the United States, so they make the firefighters run ambulance runs, so you get these fire medics, but there's no fires
mm-hmm.
going on. I mean, police officers, a lot of times what you got is
right. Are you a hero?
Schoolhouse bullies.
Are you a hero just because you're a firefighter, or are you a hero after you save 20 lives from a burning building?
Exactly.
School teachers. It seems to me like they're involved in unions that just muscle people's money out of them.
Oh yeah.
I mean, out there in California, they just had this referendum that failed, where the school teachers get tenured after 2 years. You can't fire them after 2 years.
Amazing.
I'm sorry. All the hero worship that goes on. I think that it's largely misplaced.
Yeah, they always say, teachers, you owe all your respect to the teachers. They're the greatest people in the world. Think of three teachers in your whole life that were good. Can you?
I can think of a couple. I can think of a couple decent ones.
Most people could only think of three. Mm-hmm. And think about how many teachers you've had your entire
Most
life.
Most of their names, I can't really.
Okay, shouldn't you remember all of them? Shouldn't they all be the good ones?
They should have all left a mark. They should have all, you know, been
Do you know what it
fantastic.
Takes to be a teacher?
Right.
Do you know you don't even have to go to college? I mean, you have to go to college, but you don't have to go to learn how to be a teacher. You just have to go.
You know, actually, interesting that you bring up college for teachers, because as I understand it, the lowest of the low performers in college go to the teaching school.
Yep.
Like, the dumbest of the dumb kids in college are the ones that are going to... I'm not trying to assault all people that want to be teachers. I think it's an honorable thing to want to do. I think it's honorable to want to teach people.
Teach at a private school.
But, sure. Well, yeah. But statistically,
you know
they're
how
the
easy,
dumb-dumbs.
Do you know how easy that test is to become a teacher?
I don't.
Extremely easy. I know a teacher. Extremely easy. And that's why we have so many idiots, because we're not teaching these kids properly.
And the reason is because the government's in charge of it. The government's doing it. They don't have an incentive to teach your kids properly. They teach your kids. You ask why it is that there's this crazy kind of brainwash, support our troops mentality in this country. Well, the education process is part of it. Getting our kids into this indoctrination camp, this government-run indoctrination camp, they fill them with these ideas as their children. They fill them with this kind of romantic yep. idealism yep. about the military. Thank goodness for the military, because if it weren't for the military, you'd be speaking German right now, man. Which
Now say the pledge. And they just instated this.
Which is more indoctrination.
What about the intelligent design? How awful is that?
Yeah, it's awful, no doubt.
I was telling a friend today about this flying spaghetti monster.
Yep. We had him on our show the other day.
She thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever heard of. She hadn't read the flying spaghetti monster email, and I don't know where you would go to read this thing.
I think
flyingspaghettimonster.com.
Is that for really?
Yeah,
really?
They're going to be on our show next week. They were on our show last week.
Oh, cool.
And,
I'll have to check that out.
Getting a lot of press challenging the intelligent design people.
Which is a big joke.
Yeah.
So... You want to comment on the romanticism aspect of the military, 800-259-5791.
A lot of good books written about it, I'll tell you.
About what? The military?
The military. Lots of interesting books. I love Tom Clancy.
Oh, and the movies are so exciting.
Yep.
And
that's because peaceful people, not exciting.
Right.
You know? How would Saving Private Ryan be if it was just, you know, a family, you know, going up on Omaha Beach there and in their day cruiser?
Don't think that'd be happening.
No,
it wouldn't be happening. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. Your thoughts at 800-259-5791. Otherwise, CE has emailed us, and he says, no, FDA, are you insane? Well, we'll talk about that
coming
up.
We are.
It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L, lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D, defrost the windows and warm the interior. But after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so still plenty of time for your calls if you make them. It is Ian here with you.
With Mike D, too.
And Manwich.
And you can call in and talk about anything. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 1,000 people interacting, over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through. It is all free. We've got different topics, everything from kind of lightweight, fun topics to downright serious issues. All of it is there. All of it is free, freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. We're going to go to some emails now. Of course, you can make your calls, and we'll go to you with any topic, whether it be political or personal, 800-259-5791. But this email from CE, he says, when you said there should be no FDA, I was stunned. That would be the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time.
Wow.
Unregulated medicine would be stunningly dangerous to the general public, especially with aggressive drug companies. I wouldn't be opposed to overhauling the system to speed up regulation, but getting rid of it completely would be plain madness. By the way,
madness.
By the way, there are situations when scientists can give untested medicine to certain patients in test trials. Your suggestion was just plain silly.
I can see this guy eating nachos while he's typing this so dramatically.
I wonder if this guy takes rat poison to clear his cough and cold.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the fact is, you're responsible for what goes in your body.
Yeah.
Not these other people.
Wait, what about the deceptive advertising? What if the aggressive drug companies got on television and said that rat poison would be good for me? I should take it. They said I should.
Well, have they been certified by an independent surveyor? I mean, I want to know what other people say about this, not those jerks that are trying to sell it to me.
But it's not like we're banning the law that murder is... we're not saying murder is legal. If the drug kills you, they're going to be held responsible and they're going to stop selling it.
That's a good point. And also, the thing he doesn't understand is he's talking about, oh no, the aggressive drug companies.
Well, he imagines that in this world where the FDA doesn't exist, the drug companies use the FDA as their bully boy to keep the smaller producers of what could be life-saving drugs out of the market.
That's the current world. That's what happens today.
Absolutely. This is currently how it is the FDA is put the drug companies want the FDA.
The FDA
doesn't regulate them. Right. You know, they enforce their monopoly.
Well, no, they are regulated. I mean, they do have to go through the 10-year period of testing and all that.
They want that.
And that is bad for people's health, that 10-year testing period. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, man. That's the thing that Mr. CE just doesn't understand. These drug companies love the FDA. They support the FDA. In fact, I'm pretty sure that some of the people that are on the FDA are former board members of the drug companies. I mean, it's all just kind of a vicious, incestuous circle of bureaucrats and the heads of these drug companies. The FDA is nothing more than the protection racket for the legal drug dealers.
Mm, right, so
that's all that they are. And if we got rid of the FDA, as you pointed out, Manwich, anybody would be able to jump in the game. Yes, that does mean anybody could make a claim about something.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time,
chew on my socks. It'll make your penis grow.
Wait a minute.
Do you believe me?
Wait, hold on. Let's stop right there because there's plenty of crap out there right now. Go ahead and turn on late night TV. Flip it on at 2 in the morning. Get yourself some Extends pills. Yeah, that's right.
Extends.
Pop some pills and your penis gets longer. Sure it does, everybody.
Oh, it works.
No, it's
12 inches right now. Started out with 2.
I'm not going to
See, anybody can say anything that they want to, and it's so unlikely that anyone's going to go after them because the FDA is just a bunch of lazy bureaucrats like any other
government.
Well, how
about we say this? How about we not ban them but just start up a new responsible FDA?
But what we should have happen is we should replace the FDA with third-party testing organizations, much like Consumer Reports tests automobiles.
Okay.
Consumer Reports tests
television. But shouldn't there be guidelines? I mean, don't you want it to make sure it's safe before it's out there?
Of course, which is why I'm going to talk to my doctor. And my doctor, what, you think my doctor is going to take the recommendation of some huckster that comes into his office and says, hey, Dr. Manwich, we've got a brand new pill on the market here, and it'll cure you from death. Yeah, that's right. You'll never die.
What about over-the-counter stuff, though?
Well, okay.
There's over-the-counter stuff now that makes claims that is true and claims that aren't true.
Yeah.
Well, plus, when you're selling an over-the-counter product, the company that's selling, that's actually doing the dealing, that's actually reselling your product, becomes somewhat responsible at that point. So it's not just Sudafed that's responsible. It's also Walmart and Kmart and all those companies that are reselling Sudafed.
If you bought a no-dose at the gas station, you would hold Sitco responsible?
I think that theoretically, they could be held responsible for carrying a dangerous product, for carrying a product that didn't work as it was intended to work. And also, we should point out that Walmart and Target and all these major retailers, their buyers don't just go out and... I mean, when there are major deals made with these companies to carry a product...
Oh, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah,
they don't just go out and buy.
They do a lot of research.
Yeah.
And in fact, for instance, this isn't drugs, I understand, but just try to take this idea and apply it to drugs. Underwriters Laboratories. That's the UL symbol that you'll see on the bottom of any toaster, any electronic equipment. They've all got that UL symbol on it. Why is it that you can't go to Walmart? Why is it that you can't go to Walmart and find a non-UL certified appliance?
They won't carry anything that isn't not certified by the Underwriters Laboratory.
Exactly. So in a world without the FDA, CE, you're going to have different organizations that are going to certify medicines. And they're going to be competing, too. Right now, the FDA has a monopoly on certification. That's why it takes 10 freaking years to do tests.
I'll tell you, when the Consumer Reports slams a refrigerator or a car in their little guide there,
there goes the sales.
They're in big trouble. Big trouble.
They're going to take that model right off the lot, and they're going to bring a new model out with some improvements, most likely. Or they're going to fail. One or the other.
They should start a podcast where they take drugs and review them.
They could do that. That's absolutely enough. But, well, you laugh, Manwich, but you have to get...
Doesn't sound very interesting.
You have to,
I'm
for
on
the
my
doctor.
Third week. I'm deathly ill. Today we're trying Flintstones vitamins.
I would guess that if there was something like that, it'd be something for the doctors. Like, not everybody wants to read the doctor's journals where they report on all their tests.
Jamma.
Right. So there's your answer, CE. It is absolutely not silly to suggest that the FDA be regulated.
The FDA isn't doing anything for you. They are not protecting you. Can you imagine Can you really imagine that the government somehow saving your life?
It's a joke.
I mean, right now, aspirin wouldn't make it through the FDA's. And look how great that is for everybody's life. It lowers blood pressure, thins the blood, cures headaches, aches and pains. And it wouldn't make it through. It would not make it through.
You're not exaggerating. That's for real. Aspirin would not make it through the testing process.
I don't consider myself a crazy big L libertarian. I don't think the FDA is worth crap.
I'd love to hear from somebody on the phones that actually does think the FDA is worthwhile. 800-259-5791. He's not on the phone, though. 800-259-5791. Because he can't say anything back to this. 800-259-5791. So if you want to go there, we can do that. Otherwise, we can talk about what Clayton wrote in about. Personal rights versus property rights. He says, as an anarchist, I fully agree that government should not hold property like state lands. It shouldn't have any property. However, I would support local governments holding lands for public use. So he doesn't think the feds should be able to hold the lands, but he thinks local governments should. He says, my rights to do whatever the hell I want trump your rights. If I can beat the crap out of you and enforce my own view of whatever may be my rights, i.e. enforcement, i.e. law, whether or not you agree with it, is ineffective. If I can hire enough lawyers or reduce evidence, I'll get away with it. That's your free market, and I welcome it. Have fun in your cyberpunk-esque future. Just know that is what you're advocating. A truly free market brings a lot of unsavory things. Drug dealing is generally a free market, and look at all of the deaths there. Whoa! No. Drug dealing is not a free market.
I don't really understand.
We just talked about the legal drug dealers. Now we'll talk about the illegal drug dealers.
Hey, you don't see anybody getting killed up at the pharmacy.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Anything goes. You take control of the phones. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
With Mike D, too.
And Manwich.
That's right. Mike D here from redbarradio.com. He is guest hosting. Come all the way down from Chicago. Just to sit in here in the Free Talk Live.
1,000 miles.
It's dedication.
Just
dude.
To be sitting next to you, you have no shirt on, and it's creeping me out.
You know, what better way what better way to meet somebody, right,
yeah.
For the first time?
It's great.
Hey.
I was going to wear a thong, but...
I'm comfy.
I didn't know you were so open.
I normally wear my red, white, and blue Speedos, and yeah. So it's the same as every night.
800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The archives are there. Last 7 months worth of the show, right there on the front page of the site. The last 6 days are easy downloads. 7 months, you have to do a little bit more work for, but they're free. Freetalklive.com, so go grab them up. We're in the middle of an email from Clayton, and he's kind of envisioning the free market in his mind. He's kind of envisioning it as this cyberpunk-esque future, as he describes it. He's suggesting that in his idea of the free market, that whoever has the most might will win. You know,
shouldn't he be spray painting something instead of typing emails? I mean, anarchists using email, it doesn't seem right.
Well, in this case, he says that a drug dealing, he considers that a free market activity. And he says, look at all the deaths in drug dealing as an example, that the free market will cause deaths.
No. The fact is, drugs have been driven out of the market and therefore in a black market, and that's a totally different situation.
Right.
We don't have a free market. You can can't really look. I guess you can look at a free market in that, like, garage sales and stuff like that, sort mm-hmm. of free
ladies,
market ash.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you took food and made it illegal, there'd be shootings over that, too.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's in high demand and people want it, they're going to kill each other over it.
They used to shoot each other over alcohol. They're not shooting it over alcohol now.
Not anymore.
They're shooting under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah, and all of the alcohol dealers don't have kids on campuses, on high school and elementary school campuses, pushing, Miller.
No,
the kids.
They got girls in bathing suits on Sunday afternoon football.
But they're not actually dealing. Those girls are not actually dealing to elementary school kids. See what I'm saying? Anyway, drug dealing is not a free market activity. It's a black market activity. If it was in the free market, the prices would be a fraction of what they are today. You could go out and buy yourself a pound of marijuana for $10 or something like that. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but seriously, if you want to get an idea of what it would be like, go down to your local grocery store, go to the cigarette section, and take a look at the unrolled tobacco. Take a look at the bag full of tobacco.
Or go to the spice rack.
That too. The spices are a little more expensive,
okay.
but a bag full of tobacco, basically unprocessed
sure.
tobacco, that's what, like $7 for 12 ounces of tobacco?
I don't know.
I've checked it out. It's literally that cheap.
12 ounces?
Yeah, because you're rolling it yourself. You're doing all of the work.
That is.
Yeah.
It's a big bag
okay.
full of tobacco. Big. Because you're doing all the work. Anyway, he goes on to say, assuming you've already thought of it, what would be your ideal way of enforcement, etc., to keep bad things from happening to good people without violating libertarian constraints?
Regarding what?
This so-called free market. In his mind, the violent free market where the most violent men will be the most free men. Why is it that the... here's what you need to ask yourself, Clayton. What's in place today? Do you really believe that... Really, do you think it's the police that are preventing Mike D from robbing the studio right
now?
Listen,
people are going to have morals and they're going to have standards for themselves, no matter if there's police or no police. I mean,
and I'm going to enforce their morals and standards with my gun.
Well, that's the biggest reason. That's the reason why violence tends to just not happen, because the criminals, the violent criminals that he's so afraid of or concerned with... They're concerned with getting themselves shot. Now, when you're a violent thug and you want to rob somebody, you're best off robbing someone you know. Because if you rob someone you know them. You know them whether or not they have any martial arts training.
Yeah.
You know whether or not they have they're packing heat or they carry a knife in their book bag or something like that. You
true
know
that,
the person.
That.
You know where they go. You know where they walk. You know where they're going to be at a certain time of night. That's how you rob somebody.
If there was no law against stealing, wouldn't you steal from a store if you knew you couldn't get busted? I mean, what's holding you back from that?
A bullet?
Okay.
Yeah, or, a loss control guy running out of the store and tackling you in the parking lot. That's a possibility
mm-hmm.
as well. And so the reason why we don't have this crazy behavior amongst individuals today is simply because of society. People want to get along. People like the idea of treating their neighbors as they want to
yeah.
be treated.
But I could get away with stealing a lot of things on a pretty regular basis.
Oh, sure. Plenty of people do.
I wear
the law's no
a starch shirt and slacks to work. Nobody's going to expect me in a store to shove things in my
yeah.
pockets.
It's not
I can get away with it all day long.
There was an old man. I remember I used to work at Kmart, and there was this old man that came in there.
I just stole from Kmart the other day.
This
Martha
guy would come
Stewart
in,
makes a great dish collection.
He'd always wear the same cowboy hat. He'd come in and he'd steal lipstick and stuff like just a crazy old man. But nobody suspected him.
Yeah.
Everybody always suspects the kids when the kids come in. You're always watching the kids because you know those kids are going to steal
or
CDs
the Mexicans.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yep, that's a showstopper.
Well, how can you make fun of the kids and not? Never mind. Go ahead.
See. Anyway, drug dealing, libertarian constraints, the constraints are there. It's society. That's what the constraints are. It has nothing to do with the law. The law is always there after the fact anyway. The law is kind of like the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
That's who you
call.
They
just take the report.
Yeah.
You know, I've had stuff stolen and the sheriff does nothing about it. I had my scooter stolen when I was a kid, a little motor scooter. My dad had to go find the thing.
Yep.
It was a block away. All the cruiser had to do was drive around.
All they do is do paperwork. You're right. That's all the law does. And after somebody gets murdered, they're the cleanup crew. The law never stops crimes of passion. I mean, Most murders are people getting really angry. You walk in on your wife, she's having sex with somebody, and you lose control, grab the gun, and shoot her. That's what a lot of murders are. The cops are never there for that. It doesn't even matter if there's one passing by out front at the time.
Yep.
He probably can't even hear it.
It's not Minority Report.
We're going to come back with moments to remain here with your calls if you make them, 800-259-5791. What is it that keeps people from killing each other? And really, is there a gang that rules everyone? Well, yes, there is. We'll talk about that coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change. So quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show even in these remaining moments, only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And as always, anything goes. 800-259-5791. Join us online. We got the bulletin board system there, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, and so much more. It is all totally free, and it'll continue being free, although we'd like you to voluntarily support the show. Check out our AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're trying to promote this show, trying to get it on as many radio stations as we possibly can. And you know what? That takes money. Money we just don't have. So that's why we're turning to you, because all we're asking for is $3 a month if you can afford it. Help us out. If you can't, don't worry about it. Keep getting everything for free. We don't mind. But if you got $3 a month, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details. There's some really cool perks that you get as a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get access to the Free Talk Live amplifier forum, dedicated area for you guys on our bulletin board system. You get access.
Every $25, we release another new classic episode of Free Talk Live.
Exactly.
back in the FM days and when we were on another station and all that other stuff.
Yeah, we're re-releasing our oldest episodes, but they're only going out to the Free Talk Live amplifier. So, again, that's another little perk you'll get. And the final goal of all this is a total 25% reduction in commercial time for our show. We'll literally pull 2 minutes of commercials per hour out when we reach 50% of our goal. And when we reach 100% of our goal, we'll pull another 2 minutes per hour of commercials out of the show. That's huge.
It is.
That's unprecedented. Something that's never been done before in the talk radio industry. And we can make it happen. You can make it happen by amping the show. Amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about an email from Clayton. And he's concerned that in the free market, the people with the most guns will be the ones who are in control. But wait a minute. Isn't that what we have today?
It really is. The people with the most guns that fly a flag outside of their offices.
Yeah.
Or their gang headquarters or whatever. I mean, it's just the terminology.
Right. Well, as Harry Brown puts it, the government is nothing more than the mafia that flies flags in front of its offices. Really, they don't act any differently than the mafia. They just kind of, they pretend like they're legitimate. I mean, that's one of the other differences between the government and the mafia. Oh, and also the mafia actually respects women and children. Like, the mafia, they're pretty much, if they're going to bump somebody off, they're going to bump off the man of the family. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go after the women and children like they did in Waco, for instance, or Elian Gonzalez. That's just not the mob's way.
Yeah.
So, there's some subtle differences. But for the most part, yeah, there is a big gang of thugs running this country. Yeah, the people with the most guns, the people willing to commit violence on innocent people who haven't harmed anyone else, they are in control.
Rodney King, brother.
Rodney King or anybody else that steps out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, just try and go ahead and speed on your way home tonight, Mike D, and just don't pull over when the cops put their lights on behind you.
And when they do get you, refuse to give them your license.
Yeah. See what happens. See what happens. They're going to kill you if you don't obey their orders.
Mm, it's true.
So we are ruled by a gang of violent
thugs. So if the rules, the following the orders is more important to them than the actual breaking of the rules.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
Explain.
Well, I mean, it's like if I could break a relatively minor rule like speeding, but
you're not hurting anyone.
It's the following the orders that's important. Do you get
or
it?
Or rolling like, through a stop sign when nobody's around.
Sure. Now, these are relatively small, you know, $45, $100 will take care of the VIG on these things, and you're done. But if you don't stop when they say stop, and if you don't give them their license when you say, give them your license when they say, give me your license,
they're going to put a hurting on you.
They could very well shoot you over it.
That's right, but we're done for tonight, so Manwich, you'll live, I suppose, until tomorrow. And Mike D. from RedBarRadio.com, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was a wonderful time, and I love you Free Talk Live listeners.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you love me.
Oh, I do.
All right, hey, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online. In the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com. See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a business...